Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the media news for today, Wednesday, March 13th, in the headlines. The ERC brings its electoral reform campaign to Granby this Sunday, March 17th, from 4:30 p.m. as part of its continuing efforts to raise awareness for comprehensive electoral and campaign finance reform. Guyana to host the Caribbean Investment Forum from July 10th to 12th this year, an important event aimed at fostering business collaboration and development in the region.
When it happens, where?
And President Joe Biden's administration revealed on Tuesday that the United States will send a new military aid package for Ukraine worth the $300 million for the first in several months. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited.
It's the annual frame event at Quartz Optical, so don't miss out. Get up to 80% off your favorite frames. Call 448-7655 to book your free eye examination or book online at quartzoptical.com. Get that frame today and pay later. It's the annual frame event only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Conditions apply. It's the annual frame event at Quartz Optical, so don't miss out. Get up to 80% off your favorite frames. Call 448-7655 to book your free eye examination or book online at quartzoptical.com. Get that frame today and pay later. It's the annual frame event only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Conditions apply.
The Electoral Reform Coalition is extending its campaign for comprehensive electoral reform to the Granby community on Lali, scheduled for Sunday, March 17, for 2024 at 4:30 p.m. This community gathering in Granby is part of the ERC's ongoing efforts to inform, raise awareness, sensitize, and educate the Dominican public, including the residents of Granby, about the critical need for comprehensive electoral reform. Building upon previous successful events featuring Senator Anil Roberts from Trinidad and Tobago and the recent unity meeting of the ERC affiliates, the Granby event aims to further engage the community on this pressing issue, expressing dissatisfaction with the government's lack of urgency in addressing electoral reform. The ERC highlights the failure to deliver despite significant investments in human and financial resources and prolonged time devoted to the process. This, they argue, deprives the public of effective utilization of their taxes. The ERC emphasizes the importance of the battle for electoral reform, free and fair elections, good governance, and the protection of democracy. They call upon the people of Granby, historically significant in the fight for Dominica's political independence, to raise their voices for free and fair elections in the country. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Donaldson Frederick, the Kalinago Development Officer, revealed that as part of the Engender project, a resilient internet network measure has been established in the community. This measure aims to facilitate easier reconnection in the event of a natural disaster. Additionally, he highlighted that the ministry conducted a livelihood assessment, emphasizing the importance of this initiative, noting that it addressed a gap in recommendations implemented compared to other assessment measures.
On the one of our project, Engender supported the Kalinago Wi-Fi network. So there's a Wi-Fi network that we have in the Kalinago territory that we've been working on. The network is a standalone system made of nodes which can be taken down during storms and reinstalled after the event. This system can also be used in Transnet to facilitate communication within the community. Under the Engender project, we were also able to conduct a livelihood assessment. And out of that livelihood assessment report, we were able to undertake a workshop in wood carving. And this is very critical for us because a number of times we have consultants coming into the Kalinago territory, developing a report, and then there's no implementation of the recommendations made. And critically for us under this project, we were able to successfully implement this workshop and impact 12 young individuals in this training. We had 6 women and 6 men participating in this training. At the end of the training, participants received packages of equipped tools and equipment value over $1,000 and other equipment to continue the work that they've started.
Frederick elaborated that within the framework of the Sustainable Livelihoods Project, the ministry ensured the active participation of the Kalinago Territory residents in all project components.
We've also conducted a project which titled Strengthening Sustainable Livelihoods and Resilience in the Kalinago Territory. And of course, we were able to take this initiative to the next level, whereby we ensured that at the grassroots level, the residents of the Kalinago Territory participated in that program fully. And so we were able to plant 9,000 forest and food trees. On average, 40 individuals were employed under this project, with 55% being women.
And that was Donaldson Frederick, Kalinago Development Officer in the Ministry of Kalinago Upliftment. The French West Indies Business Cruise Mission, held at Alias Francaise de la Dominique, showed promising outcomes for trade and investment collaboration. Organized by Alias Francaise de la Dominique and Isanaja Consulting of Guadeloupe, it fostered productive discussions with local MSMEs and organizations, exploring investment opportunities in Dominica and the wider FWI region. Isabella Adonis Fligerina from Isana Consulting expressed satisfaction with the warm reception in Dominica, their second visit since 2020. She eagerly awaits the outcomes of these engagements, optimistic about strengthening connections between the French islands and Dominica.
We came from the Caribbean business cruise, composed with people from St. Martin, from Martinique, from Guadeloupe, and we have one people coming directly from Paris. He's originally from Africa, and he came specially for the Caribbean business cruise. So we have a great welcoming in Dominica. Really, it is the second time. We came in 2020, and everything shut down with the COVID. So today we are now to really begin to restart the business, restart all the links we have before, and this time it will be the good time, I can assure you, really. So the contacts are very positive, and the discussion is very positive, and as Darren said, we really think that it could be possible to make a bridge between French Island and Dominica. We are here for this.
Isabel Adonis Fladrina from Isanaja Consulting. Meanwhile, Imuela Andrew, representing Healthy Islander, expressed optimism after the exercise, noting positive interactions. She highlighted French participants' interest in their products, not only for business but also for personal use.
My name is Imuela Andrew, and I'm here representing Healthy Islander. Healthy Islander is directly associated with Sisternax, who is a well-known health and wellness consultant and agro-processor on island. Basically, at Healthy Islander, we do health and wellness supplies, also consultation and education. Today, I'm here with a range of products that we have from Healthy Islander, to include detox packages, our well-known garlic syrup, which has become a household name in Dominica right now. I also have male and female reproduction care packs, capsules made from many different herbs that we have in Dominica, just to name a few of the items that I have right now. So far, the interaction with the French people has been good. You know, a lot of them are interested in the products that we have, and even more so personally for themselves, apart from business. A lot of them are looking to buy in bulk to resell. We have people here who own supermarkets, etc., people who just want to invest. So what we're doing right now is sharing contact information with them, and we'll see where it takes us.
I'm Manuel Andrew, representing Healthy Islander. Pastor Randy Rodney has called for prayers for Dominica expressing concerns about the nation's vulnerability to a situation similar to that of Haiti. He emphasized the importance of leaders listening to the voices of the people, warning that failure to do so could lead to worsening of the country's condition. Rodney highlighted historical evidence, suggesting that when leaders become dictatorial and ignore the needs of their citizens, the nation state tends to decline.
For us to also pray for our nation, a nation like ours that can easily deteriorate into that kind of situation. Why? Because when people who are in authority don't pay attention to who's on the ground, eventually that happens. You can look at it any way you want and you can interpret it any way you like. But history has taught us that when leaders stop listening to their people and they keep becoming ruthless dictators who feel that the country is theirs and they have a right to rule and nobody else should rule, it's they alone that can rule, countries normally deteriorate into that kind of condition. And once we go down there, it is difficult to lift up our head until there is really seasoned leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, please pray for Haiti. And as you pray for Haiti, if you pray for Haiti for 45 minutes, spend 3 minutes or 5 minutes to pray for Dominica.
And that was Pastor Randy Rodney. Cletus Joseph, Executive Director of the National Development Foundation of Dominica, has announced that following the impact of Hurricane Maria, the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, has allocated over $400,000 for a study. This study aims to develop products that can aid small businesses and households in enhancing their sustainability and resilience. Joseph emphasized that resilience entails the capacity to recover swiftly after a natural disaster, highlighting the importance of fortifying businesses and households against future crises.
The IDB did approve a sum of in excess of $400,000 to finance the study of developing products that can assist our small business persons and households to become more sustainable and more resilient in whatever it is that we do. Let's remember, resilience means the ability to bounce back after catastrophe. Sustainability is the ability to ensure that we can continue without much disruption, even when there are activities that disrupt us, and ensuring that it is there for future generations. As a part of this project, we were able to develop financing products and technologies for targeted industries. We were also able to develop training programs for our staff and our clients, which is geared at helping entrepreneurs clarify their business ideas and convert them into productive ventures.
Joseph highlighted one of the organization's key events, the Green Innovation Summit, where attendees delve into sustainable business development concepts. The summit focuses on integrating the three pillars of sustainability, people, planet, and profit, into their business operations and strategies.
I want to mention at this time, we do have one of our flagship events, which is the Green Innovation Summit, whereby we immerse the participants into business development ideas, sustainable business development ideas, I should add, and we teach how to incorporate the three P's into our operations and strategy. And this includes energy policy, build back better with energy efficient equipment. So that was part of the overall IDB project. And it was at the time when the NDLE was in the process of rebuilding its structure, which was damaged by Maria, and we took the opportunity to convert what is now one of the most energy-efficient buildings in the Caribbean. We also, as part of this, decided to host events such as the Flower, which over the past 4 years have led Dominica to be featured on the WWF website and annual reports and other promotional material and media. Now, despite the above, we at NDLE strive to link the three P's of sustainability, and this involves helping people and businesses identify opportunities and challenges and the threats posed to us and our survival on Earth and in our environment to be able to thrive and to convert these threats and challenges into revenue generation businesses. And that's where the profit part of the three P's come.
National Development Foundation of Dominica Executive Director Cletus Joseph. In other news, Guyana is preparing to host the Caribbean Investment Forum from July 10th to 12th this year, a significant event aimed at fostering business collaboration and development. The forum, scheduled to take place at the Alpha Chong Conference Center, will cater on sustainable agriculture, transitioning to a green economy, and digitizing businesses. Dr. Peter Ramasop, Chief Investment Officer and Head of the Guyana Office for Investment, emphasized the forum's importance, describing it as one of the largest investment gatherings in the region, with an expected attendance of up to 700 investors. I quote, "We anticipate a higher level of investor interest in Guyana, particularly from the private sector," close quote, Dr. Ramasop told the Department of Public Information in a recent interview. He highlighted agriculture and food security as top priorities for Guyana's future, alongside the goal of achieving cheaper energy by 2025 to support large-scale agro-processing and sustainable farming. Dr. Ramasop also pointed out successes in the local private sector, citing examples such as significant involvement in tourism products like King's Hotel and Eden Hotel. And President Joe Biden's administration announced on Tuesday that the United States will dispatch a new military aid package to Ukraine valued at $300 million. This marks the first such action in months, as further funding for Kyiv has been stalled by Republican leaders in Congress.
On behalf of President Biden, I'm announcing an emergency package of security assistance of $300 million worth of weapons and equipment to address some of Ukraine's pressing needs.
The White House on Tuesday said the U.S. would deliver a new military aid package for Ukraine, the first such move in months, as additional funds for the country remain blocked by Republicans in Congress. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the new funding would come from unanticipated
budget. So we have a modest amount of funding available. This emergency package that we're announcing contains a large tranche of artillery rounds and Gimlers for the HIMARS. It is assistance that Ukraine desperately needs to hold the line against Russian attacks and to push back a shot in the east and other parts of Ukraine.
The White House has been scrambling to find ways to send more military assistance given the situation on the battlefield and resistance to the funding from Republican hardliners.
This ammunition will keep Ukraine's guns firing for a short period.
The $300 million in new assistance is only a fraction of the $60 billion in security aid for Ukraine that was passed last month by the Senate, but has been stalled in the House of Representatives by Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. The House Speaker, an ally of former President Donald Trump, has so far refused to call a vote on the bill.
Our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo.
The Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, on Tuesday urged Johnson to hold a vote on the assistance package, which would also
encourage the Speaker again to allow a vote. A vote. Let the House speak on the supplemental that we sent over to them several weeks ago.
Tuesday's announcement comes as Poland's president and prime minister met with President Joe Biden at the White House to talk about other ways to bolster support for Ukraine as his administration waits for the supplemental funding passed in the House.
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. The ERC brings its electoral reform campaign to Granby this Sunday, March 17, from 4:30 p.m.
Where it happens.
As part of its continuing efforts to raise awareness for comprehensive electoral and campaign finance reform.
5DA.com.
Guyana to host the Caribbean Investment Forum from July 10th to 12th this year, an important event aimed at fostering business collaboration and development in the region. And President Joe Biden's administration revealed on Tuesday that the United States will send a new military aid package for Ukraine, with $300 million for the several months, so that's the first in several months. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I am Fredison Valman.
95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the